All right, welcome back to the vibe, guys. Hope everyone's doing lovely. So the last time I was on here, we spoke about some really mean comments, which I've been getting. I think it was hysterical. Maybe you didn't, but that's neither here nor there. Let's get into current day. So, not to be woo-woo, but the eclipse or life or whatever you want to believe really struck me. And I guess with that, this is going to be a little bit up here and there, but I'm going to start with a bachelorette party that I was just on. So I was just on this bachelorette party with 24 other girls, and we had a fucking blast. But it was different than most bachelorette parties I've been on. I have been in many a wedding, and I've been to many bachelorette parties. And I will say the last bachelorette party I probably went on was like 3 years ago, I think so. So this is my first bachelorette in my 30s, and it was so nice because everyone else is also in their 30s. And I think at this age, you just have a better grasp. I mean, were we out of control? 1000%. But were we also like taking our vitamins and like being like semi-responsible? So yes, it was really fun and funny. And I also think what was beautiful about it, amongst many things, was just that like when you're all at that same age, there's like no time for bullshit, no time for dilly-dallying. Like most conversations are like really good conversations. No one's just like sitting there trying to like be the most fucked up person in the room, which I feel when you're younger, that's just the natural thing to do. So we had a I'm just putting it out there. We had a lot of fun. We are animals. If you saw me, no, you didn't. But that to say, it was really wonderful to be around 24 lovely, inspiring, also 30-year-olds who are just women who are just like going after it. And it was really awesome, which brings me almost back to the eclipse. So I felt like I was feeling right before this bachelorette. I was feeling just like really defeated and overwhelmed. And I felt like there was just thing after thing after thing after thing. And I just didn't feel myself catching a break. And eclipses do bring in new energy. So one part of me, even though it was right before the eclipse, was seeing all of these magical girls and having their energies almost rub off on me was obviously very necessary, and that's in its own way in the world. But I, again, was feeling super overwhelmed and defeated, and just like my battery was dead, basically. So, what an eclipse is, it's when the sun, moon, and the moon and the earth are aligned. And it's these moments of cosmic resets that signal shifts of energy and themes in our lives. It's also shedding old energies. So for me, I'm a Sagittarius. This eclipse meant an opportunity for me to confront vulnerabilities, an opportunity for me to confront fears and insecurities around my ability to create, which is something I do love to do, is to create. And also just finding myself, having the opportunity to authentically express myself, which is totally in line with the things that I was feeling before. I felt totally in a rut. I felt totally like I couldn't even talk. And it was just, I was feeling like not myself for I'm still getting there, but I wasn't feeling myself for quite some time. And anyone who's really close with me knows what was going on. But, this time allowed me the chance to release things that were weighing on me and to reconnect with my playful energies, which was, again, to any of the bachelorettes listening, you gave me a chance to be playful again. You gave me a chance to just remind myself that I am a fun human being, that I'm not a robot, that I do have feelings. And sometimes we just are in like auto mode. We're just
going and going and going. We don't get a chance to like stop and be like, wait, wait, I'm a person, I'm unique, I'm an individual. And for a moment, I just was going. It was like a hamster wheel. Like I was just going and going. So it was really nice to get that pause. And even in moments of, not 100% feeling yourself, it's kind of nice. Not kind of. It is nice to be surrounded by community, and especially a community of women who are all your age and going through very, very similar things. So for that, all my ladies, you're the best. Thank you for giving me that playful energy. So again, we're back in the eclipse moment. So I think I was due for a reset, and sometimes resetting is hard, but here is a perfect reason why this is a perfect reason of like why we leave that stale energy, why eclipses are important, because we need to leave like whatever stale energy or bleakness is going on and create something newer and lighter. And just like an eclipse, like just the same way that the darkness covers the light, like sometimes you need to see the dark to see the light. Sometimes you need to see the light to see the dark. It's very yin yang energy, but we'll keep going through it. So, just as the moon covers the sun, it's always as though we get that same like cast of darkness over us, and we get to also see what shines through that. So, what shed through that for me was a reflection of my negative thoughts. That was definitely my dark side of seeing the negative thoughts that I was having and allowing myself that opportunity to not sit in negativity, but to look at those negative thoughts and think, what is this telling me? And then on the other side, there was so many little moments of shining pockets, and I thought, what are these shiny pocket moments? What is this magic? How do I harness all of this? Like, what am I capable? So, I personally, and again, whatever you believe in is whatever you believe in. But for me, let's put it into darkness and light. I think it was a perfect moment for me to reflect. I had my dark moment, let's put it that way. Same way that, the eclipse is about 2.5 hours. I had my dark moment for a couple of days, and I have now started to form into the light, and the light has shown me so much. And it's so crazy, the dichotomy of like how you can feel so sad and depressed and think like, what's going on with me? What is it? But when you start to get introspective about like your own self and I literally wrote a list of like things that make me happy and things that don't make me happy. And I also wrote a list of things I'm good at and things I'm not good at. And it's like, it was almost a moment like, was a moment for me to really like look at myself from a distance and see what I was needing. What I was needing and feeling were obviously really interesting things. They were also very in alignment with what's going on cosmically. I know that for some, this maybe episode might not be for you, but for me, this is my podcast, so I'm going to talk about it. And for me, this eclipse really, really did something for me and to me. And I want to really validate that to me. So, right now, I want to say my biggest focus is being happy. I know a lot of people are like, but what about work? What about this? What about that? All of those things are always going to be in my like top bracket of things that I care about. But the bracket before that is my happiness. Because if I'm not happy, I can't do anything that's below that. I can't be a good teacher. I can't be a good friend. I can't be a good daughter. I can't be a good dog mom. I can't do any of those things. So for me, my biggest focus right now is just being happy. And when I say that, I mean in just like the most pure form of me, because I truly love what I do in work, and I love my friends. I feel so lucky to have found such quality humans that I trust, that I support, that I feel supported by. And I also think that when it comes down to it, I ask myself, what makes me happy? Why am I happy? So this was kind of like almost like a year in review, if you will. And it's crazy when you look at when you're starting to feel things and you look at the cosmos and what is going on and how that aligns with you. So it really, really opened my eyes a lot, and it was something that I actually needed because I almost couldn't put my finger on what was going on. It was once I started to read into what was going on in the universe, like cosmically, that things kind of made more sense to me about maybe why I was feeling such darkness and sadness and negativity, and that I kind of needed, like an egg, I kind of need to like crack through that to feel how I do right now. So I am so fucking grateful for eclipses or anything that makes me look at things in a deeper sense, because not everything is so black and white. We get so wrapped up in the current situation, in the being sad, in the whatnot. And it honestly took me that eclipse to be like, but why am I being so negative right now? And what will it take for me to be shiny and excited and happy? Like, what is that? So listen, this could resonate with you entirely. If that's the case, forget I said anything. If that's the case, like, incredible. If that doesn't resonate with you, forget anything I said about the eclipse and just change that to a moment in time. So in this moment in time, I have been feeling lightness and darkness, same way that the eclipse has been going on. I think reflection is just so, so necessary for growth. And, in reflections, think about looking at yourself in the mirror. Sometimes you look at yourself and you're like, oh, damn, I like what I see. And sometimes you look and you're like, I don't love that. I just don't love that. And for me, I go often into reflection mode because I've spent many moments in my life being too unhappy and sticking in it for too long instead of being like, no, you have a choice. So for me, this was a moment of reflection that was not only so needed, but in this, I got so lucky because in this moment of reflection, I had the opportunity to have community. And I'm not saying I don't have that all the time, but it's pretty rare that when you're feeling pretty low, you happen to have a weekend with 24 girls who you totally adore and think are awesome and only bring light spirit. So I got really, really, really lucky. And I'm going to use the word lucky because what are the chances truly that in all 52 weeks, the week that I was really feeling like really, really shitty, that all these magical humans would come into my universe. And sure, it was just for a weekend, but it allowed me the space, the mental space and capacity to one, be supported by people, and to two, see what part I knew what was dark, but it got me to see what was light. And I am light, and I am fun, and I am actually really funny, and I can have a good time. And I love being around people and I love what I do. And it just gave me deeper gratitude for the fact that I have a really awesome life. And even in the moments where I see darkness, I even like put it on my wall. Like, I just am so fucking lucky, like, in so many ways. Like, even when shit hits the fan, I have the best support system, the best humans. And I hope if you're somebody who is like me, who maybe gets in their head and down sometimes, I hope you come back to just this thought of darkness and light, of yin and yang, and realizing that it's okay to see the darkness, but don't stick in it. Realize, like, that's why I wrote a list of things like that I'm good at and that I'm bad at, because you can't just stay in the bad. Like, I could sit here and talk about all the bad shit, but it's not worth it, because you know what is worth it? Again, the fact that in that darkness, by like the world's way, I was just granted 24 beautiful women in the time that I probably needed it the most, that I would have never asked for it. Ever, ever, ever. I would have never asked. So without dark, we don't see the light. So I urge you to flow with the seasons, the stars, the earth. We're all so much more aligned than we think. And the reason I say with the seasons, with the stars, because there's a reason of Ayurvedic eating, which is specifically doing things in season and time. So, again, I get it if you're not someone who's someone who likes astrology or whatever it may be, but there is something to be said about the timing of life and maybe when you're feeling things and maybe looking a little bit deeper. Because for myself, I personally, it's not like I'm making an excuse. Every life is life. Don't get me wrong. Life is life. There have been many times I look at things and I'm like, there's no way Mercury retrograde can do this. But you can also look at things the other way. And if you actually flow with the seasons and you flow with the cosmos and you allow that to be another leeway into understanding yourself, you're just opening yourself up to more and you're opening up your heart. And I think that's what I needed the most was to open my heart a little bit more because I can be a little caged in sometimes. I know anybody who knows me and even just hearing me, I'm an open book, but I think I can definitely be guarded a lot, and that just comes from a place of just being hurt before and wanting to keep my circle clean and safe and perfect. But that's just life. It's like my dog. I hope he doesn't eat something bad, but it's life and anything can happen. And that's something you have to remember. And I just think specifically right now, I'm in my season of trusting myself, trusting my gut, trusting that I've got this. Trusting that even in those dark moments to come back to my practices. And if you're like, what practices are you talking about? For me, that's practicing yoga. For me, that's constant daily movement, meditation, kundalini, making sure I eat healthy foods. It took me a really long time to realize like actually eating healthy foods makes me feel good. I grew up love my mom nearly and dearly, but for financial reasons, growing up, I had a lot of fast food, and it took me a really long time to like appreciate what healthy foods tasted like. And I have, in the last couple of years, again, had the opportunities to, go to Kripalu and learn how to eat with the seasons and learn why we eat squash in October and why we eat watermelon in the summer. It's a way of life, and for me, I really, really, really think that I needed this reassessment of life. And it's almost like every year we come back, we always reassess things, whether that's monthly, weekly, bi-weekly, yearly, whatever it is. For me right now, it was this, and I would say I check in with myself every single day, but it was feeling strong and heavy. And I hope if there's anything this can do for you, it's just to remind you that, one, again, like I said before, you're not alone. There are cosmically things going on in the universe that sometimes do make sense with what's going on in your life. And above all, that trust in yourself and trust in your humans and trust in that things will be okay. I know I find myself in really negative moments, but in these moments when I found clarity, I'm like, oh my God, Lex, Lex, Lex. It's like slowly and slowly I'm finding a key that fits the door a little bit better, and I can get into and I can get deeper into my mind and my practice and my world and give more love to the people that I want to. And yeah, I'm like, how did I get here? How did I get here? Right. Just like my current day and the eclipse and how it really affected me and how I think, we do need to just like an eclipse, the sun, the moon goes over the sun and we just see that darkness for a moment. That only happens once like every 20 years. So for us, we saw it for 20 minutes, but again, That's like life. Some things feel like a minute, and sometimes things feel like a year. And that's kind of the beautiful thing I think I want to end on about eclipses and myself is that, again, just like an eclipse that we saw lasted 20 minutes, but they only come every 20 years. So it's so rare, and we have to allow ourselves the space to feel both sides of ourselves because there will always be dark and there will always be light, and you have to find a way to appreciate both of them because both of them offer something to our lives. So I'm grateful for eclipses. I'm grateful for the seasons. I'm grateful for the friends. I'm grateful for the shitty moments too. I mean, without the shitty moments, I wouldn't be appreciative of the now of being able to even just talk about this without like crying. You know, 3 days ago, if you would have asked me how I was, I would have been like, don't even look my peripheral way, please. But you know, it's crazy what a couple of days can do and what seeing a couple of really fabulous people can do and what hopping on that surfboard can be like and getting a beautiful day of sunshine. You know, those are things that a week and a half ago I was like, I never want to go outside again. I never want to do that. And it's crazy when you shift your perspective. Things make space for the things you actually love and the people you love. So I don't know how this episode got so in and out and in and out, but it did. And I hope you appreciate it because I did. It felt like I was in therapy. I feel like I left this at a good spot, not too short, not too long. And I really hope if this gets you to do anything, it's maybe take pen to paper, see what's going on in your life that you love, see what's going on in your life that you don't love, and see the possibilities of what you can do to expand or get rid of the things you don't need anymore. Truly, there's always a time to purge and to let go of things. And I really feel during this eclipse, I really let go. And I know that we still have a couple weeks of retrograde, and there's so many specific Aries feelings going on. And again, if you're into that, you know. If you're not a big deal. You don't need to know. But there's a lot going on in the universe right now, in the cosmos, and the way we think of things. And for me, I'm just grateful that I get that outside look, and that I personally believe because it helps me make sense of my life. Maybe not life just generally, but my life. And it honestly creates community within everyone because we are on a very similar wavelength. We're not all doing the same thing and we're all not the same people. But again, the same way that we should eat with the seasons, we also kind of feel with the seasons and with the way of the world. So I hope that gives you a better understanding of just how I view my own life and how I go about things because I'll never tell anyone how to do theirs. But I will say how things have helped me and looking at the world, not just my little world. Just the whole world at a glance has helped shift my perspective and go from negative to positive, not to like quote Biggie Smalls at all, like at all whatsoever, but it really does. So, with that being said, I love you guys. I hope that you're able to find your moments of light in the dark, and even when you're in the light, seeing the moments that maybe you cast shadows upon. And seeing how you can maybe not do that. You know, it's a really interesting dichotomy. So I love you guys. I hope you have a fabulous week ahead of you. And just try and remember, even if things get tough, they're gonna get better. And honestly, that's really all I do have to say. Even when things get tough, they will get better. Lead with that mindset because we will always come back to tough. But things will always get better, and always, always keep that in your mind. Just truly always keep that in your mind and allow yourself the time to understand what is going on for you. Because if not, it weeds out into other humans and people and your life, and it creates toxicity. And that's really the last thing that I want for myself and that I would want for anyone else. So let's keep like vibrating on that high frequency and continuing to gain knowledge and understanding of what's going on with ourselves, what's going on around us. And hey, ask yourself, Ask others. As my lovely Kim Peril would say, if you don't ask, you're never gonna know or understand. So just ask. There's nothing that is wrong with asking. Asking the universe, asking yourself, asking your mom, asking a barista. We have to ask to find the answer. So ask away. I love you guys. Happy Sunday as I record this, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great one.